Rick, it's been how many races?
Hey, how long has it been since we last visited Victory Lane?
Last year and 2 years.
Last time I talked to you, you looked pretty depressed.
Season and a half.
You were like, I can't keep up with these new cars. So you got a head start. You started in the front row. Not only did you keep up with them, you put some distance between you and them.
I wouldn't have called that one.
See you, man. Loved it. Loved
it. You know, we've just been fighting a car that's it's not drivable, you know, and you get down on yourself and, you know, you wonder if you could actually win again. I mean, you know, it's sad to say after all these years, but with a car that's like it has been, it's just not competitive. And at this stage of my racing career, that's no fun, you know. And it's no fun for anybody for a given amount of time, but, you know, just that's why I look depressed or whatever. It's sad that we couldn't put our fingers on what was wrong with it. No, but today, I came back from camp yesterday and busted our butt today because I knew what I wanted to change, and it actually helped. It made the car drivable and raceable. And so, I mean, the saying of never give up, I guess, is, you know, after 2 years not being able to win and being able to do it, that's awesome.
Start on the front row, but in the 11 people through lap traffic, it's usually a little easier for the guy behind you just to follow the guy in the lead. Any problems with lap traffic tonight for you?
Not really. I had the car where I could go high or I could get low if I had to, and so it was good. It was a good balance with the car that really, you know, worked good from the start to the finish. Again, you know, up front you can kind of really work the car gentle. You're not trying to pass somebody where you got to work it side to side, and, you know, high and low. So that's a plus. But the car stayed good most of the race.
Yeah, about halfway through, what happened there? Was it a fuel tank switchover maybe?
Something happened. Because all of a sudden the car got right out of control. And I kind of felt it. It felt like a flat tire. I'm like, God darn, you got to be kidding me. And then I kind of just mooched around. Thanks, Pat. Thank you. And then I felt it out for a lap. Unfortunately, I had a big enough lead. I didn't realize that. You know, I thought they'd be going by me and that'd be the end of it. But they, thank you. When they didn't go by and then it felt all right, I got going and it felt like the same car I had, you know, previous to when it was like that. So keep plugging away.
How are the restarts? Car better, worse, or about the same?
I you know, I haven't led in so long to restart the race. I think way back when, you know, when I began racing or when I got into the good years in the 90s and that, how we started races and how all the, you know, the Coniums and the Bellingers and the Joyas and how they started races, you know, and I just try to follow suit instead of brake checking people and going or whatever. I just try to lead it in there, and hey, if they're good enough to get me, so be it. But you know, at least you give them a fair shot. They knew what I was going to do. I tried to start maybe a little earlier, but I really didn't stand on it till late, and that's how we used to start, late into the corner. So it worked out fine. Nobody threatened me on the restart that I knew of. So
looking at the leaderboard at all, those new cars behind you?
And the cautions, you got to look. You know, they're fast. And you put them in front of me, I probably wouldn't be able to pass them either. So, you know, unfortunately, starting position is real key. But I think it showed, you know, a lot of the races tell me I was running low 17s. And realistically, the new cars have won going 17-0, low 17s, maybe a 16-9. But somewhere right in that bracket where we were tonight. So that tells me we're still in the ballpark a little bit, more than I thought we were.
All right, finally, who do you have to thank for your victory lane tonight?
Oh, God, I don't know. All my crew, all my sponsors, and I'm not even going to try to hit them all. But, you know, they've been with me a long time. We got a couple new ones. Just all of them, I'd like to thank all of them and my crew and family and, you know, everyone sticking with me.
Hey, I'm not going to say this is your last one, but sometimes the guy wins the first race and they go, this is great, and it's years till he wins the second race. Anything in your mind right now is like, hey, I can still do this, a little bit of extra boost of energy, then I've got a couple more years left in me, or just want to finish the season and see how things go?
Well, tonight was a ego boost there a little bit. You know, we've been really not good over the last 2 years, and, you know, so tonight it proved that we could still compete with the young guns and the new cars somewhat, so it gives us something to bring forward to the next race, you know, but this is a tough sport, and, you know, wins don't last very long, you know. It lasts till you get in the garage on Monday, and then you think about the next week. So we'll enjoy tonight and hopefully bring back, maybe do some testing maybe next week and maybe get a little better or worse, but learn a little bit about the car and see if we come back and be as competitive and consistent.